Taking a look first at your news for the hour. The Tuscola County Commissioners have approved reconstructing the county's road commission using a ballot proposal. Approval was given for the ballot language to transfer the powers, duties, and functions of the elected road commission board back to being appointed by the county commissioners. That procedure would give county commissioners control and authority over the road commission to create checks and balances. There's been growing dissatisfaction with the road commission over them not doing any additional safety measures for six dangerous intersections that have claimed many lives. It was only after yet another multi-injury crash that the road commission even began to approve adding safety measures to those intersections while they claimed to continue to do a study on the matter. And another news for today. During the Tuesday, May 4th election, Elmwood Township voters will be deciding who will represent them on the board. The ballot issue is whether or not to recall three Board of Trustee members and replace them with new representatives. Current board members who could be recalled are Clerk Pamela Brinkman and Trustees Rochelle Brown and Evan Laurie. Brinkman is being challenged by newcomer Michelle Hopp for the position. Brown is being challenged by newcomer Daryl Mendrick, and Laurie is being challenged by newcomer Tom Lounsbury. If those newcomers do receive more votes than the current board members, they will replace them in those positions. Each of those terms will be ending on November the 20th of 2028. Township residents Deb Mendrick and Bunny Porter initiated the proposed recall. There has been strife and a power struggle between township board members over the last few months, which is part of the reason the recall effort began, as well as the abrupt change in legal counsel for the township. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Wildfire can easily destroy homes and neighborhoods. If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises about how they can help. However, what seems too good likely is. Dishonest contractors may be hoping to take advantage of your situation without doing any work at all. Don't fall victim to contractor fraud. Check references, get estimates from three professionals, and turn away any contractors you did not contact. If you suspect fraud, call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Braden Tyler Vincent pled guilty and was sentenced for driving without a suspended license in Huron County District Court. The charge, driving while license was suspended, revoked, or denied, stemmed from an incident on March the 10th in Bad Axe. Vincent was stopped for no insurance and tinted windows, and also admitted that he knew his license was invalid at the time. Judge Ferris accepted Vincent's guilty plea. He received a sentence of 2 days in the Huron County Jail with no credit for time served and no probation. Vincent is ordered to report to the jail on Saturday, April the 18th at 8 a.m. Additionally, Vincent must pay $315 in fines and costs due by July the 31st. His driver's license suspension, extended by a prior conviction back in January, now totals up to approximately 2 years. And another news for today. The Tuscola County Commissioners presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department a resolution honoring his years of service. Anderson will be retiring on Saturday, April the 18th, after 27 years with the Sheriff's Department. He started with the department in 1998 in corrections, then moved to the Road Patrol in 1999. In 2012, he was appointed as the Tuscola County Emergency Manager and served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He's helped out with and coordinated numerous disaster and emergency events, and under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants and several honors. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, April 16th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.